Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We've got a lot of stuff there that you can read, listen, ask questions, check out the blog, subscribe to the newsletter, take the poll question. We're going to educate you, inform you, and maybe even entertain you right there on our show, on our website. All the things that we do, it's all for you. And all that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the clinic on social media that Kathy Perry has given us over the last, I don't know how long, long time, more than a year or so. She's been, a couple of years actually, she's been a member of our Brain Trust. So go back, and everything that she's taught us is still evergreen. Kathy, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, please.
It's www.kathyperry.com, Kathy with a K and Perry with a P.
There you go. I'm Jim with a J, and we're talking about Facebook's spam problem. They got hit by some hackers, and it's gotten ugly. And you know, Kathy, as I said when we went to the break, I was telling them that I bought my prediction. And what I predicted 2+ years ago was that folks, don't get so, and if you're a business owner, don't get so committed and dedicated and devoted to Twitter or Facebook. Use them as training wheels to teach you how to build communities. But what I've said, Kathy, is that because of the rules that these people are going to impose on you, because of they're going to be high profile targets for bad guys. You know, the last thing in the world you want is for all your customers to be be building a community just on Facebook. And when people go there, they see some of these horrible pictures you've been talking about, Kathy, that are being spammed right there on your business fan page. They're not going to go back. They're going to run away, even though it's not your fault. And so what you've got to do, I think, Kathy, is whatever community you're building in these platforms, these public platforms, you got to migrate them over to something that you have more control over, like an email list, like a texting list, like your own.
Yeah.
And see, Kathy, I've been predicting that, and they're probably doing it already, that somebody's going to create the technology where you can have your own Facebook platform. What do you think?
Oh, it's already out. Yes, absolutely. I've been advocating that for a couple of years now. So it's
because it's not about Facebook; it's about community, right?
It's about community. It's about growing your own community, but use Facebook as a tool to drive traffic to your own community and not get stuck in their community. Because you're right, Jim. It grew so big that it is a haven for spammers, and it's not pretty. And you know, same type of thing happened with MySpace. Remember back when? Mm-hmm. So you know, and look what happened to it.
but you know, the thing is that I'm wondering if spam isn't capable of rippling through Facebook easier than it is an email. Through email, because if you think about it, you know, the reason people got the spam got so ugly with email was because you got neophytes opening up everything that people sent them, right? Well, same thing. Now you got even more neophytes, people who you know are getting on Facebook thinking everything, you know, everything's fine, and it's easier to get to you or me through 3 degrees of separation on Facebook than it is 3 degrees of email separation, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, a lot of people don't think that they're so vulnerable, but you really are vulnerable. And nobody goes in and changes and checks their privacy settings and their security settings. And you really need to do that. So, you know, they even hide that somewhat. You have to really go into your account settings, go to privacy, go to security settings. There's two different ones, and change it. Like changing it to HTTPS under security means that it's going to be a little bit more secure for you or than it is HTTP.
Right.
And you can change that setting. Also, you can change from whether you want your profile to be completely public or to just your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you're completely public, you're wide open.
What about a business fan page, though? How about that? You don't want that to be restricted.
They haven't attacked that as much.
Are you saying so the business fan pages have not been attacked like the personal pages have been?
Right, right.
Interesting.
It's a little bit more secure because it isn't the friends. It isn't the same quite as bad as the friends of friends.
Mm-hmm.
The way you grow your fan page is through likes.
Right.
And so it's a little bit different, and they have to work harder to spam a fan page than they do a friend's
page. But that's coming. That's coming, right?
Yes, of course. Everything is. So
yeah.
Another open door for spammers is all these third-party applications.
Mm-hmm.
So
like the games?
Yes, the games. Not just the games, but
the stupid bird or whatever that
other. Angry Bird.
I think I call it stupid Bird. Kathy Perry with KathyPerry.com. Kathy, good job today. Thanks for informing us as you did. Come back real soon.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Kathy Perry, folks. Kathy with a K. KathyPerry.com. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.